Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, September the 20th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on the Podbean page over to the left under the Links column. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you independently 3 details on how you can obtain 3 free shows, and please listen carefully for the instructions as to how to receive these. Let's now look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start off with Julian Assange's new situation. He continues to be imprisoned, although the reason for his confinement has disappeared. In other words, his bail holding punishment has run its course, and there is no further reason to hold him in prison. So the authorities have decided to hold him anyway, just for grins, because the US wants them to. Isn't that nice? So I'll be talking about that on today's show to start with. Then I'll have quite a lot to say about the Saudi attacks. Now, on my show, I don't give opinions as to what I think should be done or what people are actually doing. I don't get bound up with matters of personality and character. I basically just talk about issues in a very intellectual, objective sort of way, and the Saudi attacks situation is really no different from that. I talk a little bit about the attacks themselves, the price of oil rising, the mainstream media's approach and reaction, which of course is not good. A lot of peripheral issues which I think are of interest to the public. Then I will talk about Americans' regrets when it comes to spending money. And there are more of those regrets than you might think. It was quite an eye-opener when I found out about it, and I thought it well worth your time to know the details as well. Then I will talk about how there should not be a Nobel Prize in economics. Nobel himself didn't want it. The people behind the original prizes didn't want it. It came to be, and it has had horrendous results, and I would like to talk to you about that. Very few people know about this, but it's definitely worth knowing. Then I will talk about the punishment or lack of punishment for CEOs such as Jamie Dimon. Despite the horrendous things that his bank did, he gets off scot-free. Then I will talk about CNN's latest negative doings as pertains to the latest conspiracy theory on President Trump and Russia. It just never ends, and the Democrats, by going along with this, I think, are signing their death warrants for the elections next year. But hey, that's just me. A quick informational piece, very quick, about 2 minutes long, not even, about why the Britain joined the European Union. It's an interesting story. It's very quick to tell, and it drives the current impasse back home with a thud. Well, then we go back to the universities. I've talked a lot about those on my end-of-year summary at the end of last year. I've got some more bad news for you. They're getting sued over... one of them is getting sued over its unconstitutional speech policies. I've got some information which I think will be of interest. Then I will talk about the contradiction at the heart of Trump's trade war. And finally, I will... discuss the survey made of Americans about the coming recession. And there are some words of warning, some red lights, and some flags to be flown. Red ones at that, ladies and gentlemen. So, a nice, interesting show, I hope, for you all today. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said just now, I will gladly email you independently upon request 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll do the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So feel free to select any of the shows from the Podbean archives, but I really strongly recommend that you take the latest 3 shows, because they will give you a very good insight into how I deal with everyday affairs. It's up to you. Anyway, let me just finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then my Facebook page. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Okay, all one word, no punctuation, lowercase, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's RM for my initials and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no spaces, please. All right, so with that, I shall wish you all a wonderful weekend. I will be back. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye until Monday.